True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we got in the air on time. The flight has been pretty smooth so far. We're scheduled to land at the appropriate time. So, I mean, so far, so good. Mike is out sick today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. On the line right now, Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, the Raiders. I was limited to hearing only what Red Zone gave me, but it was plenty of Browns Raiders yesterday. The Raiders, they're the Jets with mountains. They are so bad right now, Ross. Like, what is going on with that franchise? I mean, they're in Las Vegas, Nevada. Like, they should be a flagship. And I know they got a ton of history, but my God, things are bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad. And I know a lot of longtime Raiders fans that have said to me the last couple of days, it's the worst they've ever seen it. It's the worst it's ever been. Their offensive line is pretty clearly the worst in the NFL. I think it really starts there. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised because I kind of thought, you know, I don't know what they won last year, 3 or 4 games, 5, whatever. But I thought they made major upgrades with Geno Smith at quarterback, Pete Carroll at head coach. And frankly, I think they thought they did too.
Yep.
And as a result, I really thought they'd be respectable this year. I mean, some people were saying 8 or 9 wins. I wasn't going to go there, but I thought 6 or 7, you know, and be a reputable team. But they've really been anything but. That was bad.
Yeah. What was it like, because everyone seems to not be able to stop talking about Shedeur Sanders, what was that experience like being in the booth calling his first NFL start?
It was great. Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, you know, as a broadcaster, you know, I worked really hard to kind of get to this point where I'm getting a chance to call games on TV for CBS. And I think because of the time I put into it, I want the more people watching, the better, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to do the biggest games I can do. I'm excited for Friday. I'm doing Iowa at Nebraska at noon Eastern on Black Friday for CBS. That'll be on every TV in the country. You know, you want the more people watching, the better. So it was really cool because you knew there was a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz, that there'd be a lot of eyeballs on the game. And I thought he really acquitted himself pretty darn well. I mean, yeah, the numbers weren't necessarily spectacular, but the eye test kind of told me that he made major strides from the week before against Baltimore. I mean, it was ugly the week before. You know, they brought all kinds of pressure, which, by the way, I don't know why the Raiders didn't bring more pressure at Shedeur Sanders. That was strange to me. After the Ravens had so much success, that would have been exactly what I would have done. But for whatever reason, they didn't. But when there was pressure, he didn't back up or retreat in the pocket. He stepped up. He had one interception where they kind of fooled him, so credit to them for that. And I think he'll learn from that. But other than that, I thought he looked like a competent quarterback. I mean,
right.
You know, I don't want to get too carried away, but you know, there was a lot of different ways that could have gone. And I would say overall it was a favorable evaluation for a rookie fifth-round pick in their first start, and he absolutely deserves this second start they're going to get
right.
against the Niners.
Well, you might guess, knowing us like you do, although Mike's not here today, that me opening with questions about the Raiders and the Browns tells you where our heads are at here collectively after Thursday's loss in Houston, a game that the Bills still had a chance to win at the very end despite not really being able to handle Houston's elite edge rushers, that tandem of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson just had their way with Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown, and then eventually Ryan Vandermark when Brown left the game injured. I'm guessing any analysis of what went on Thursday in the loss in Houston for the Bills begins with what happened and didn't happen up front.
Yeah, I think so. And for those people that don't know, I don't know if you mentioned a Bulldog or not, but I did the CBS Raiders Browns, which is why
right.
Bulldog started with that. obviously, I think people probably figured that out by now. You know, I thought that Bills game Thursday night was troubling. I think it's probably the best way to describe it. And I would say especially troubling probably for Joe Brady and mm-hmm. Josh Allen in my mind. I mean, I know a lot of people will talk about the offensive tackles, and I'm not here to tell you that Spencer, who was clearly less than 100%, or Deion played well, because I wouldn't say that they did. But I'm a little bit confused as to why Joe Brady wasn't giving them more help, especially when it was pretty clear that that was going to be a tough matchup for those guys. And by the way, those guys are a tough matchup for anybody.
Right.
I mean, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are awesome. You know, the Texans defense is awesome. They are elite. And then also, you know, one of those games where the Josh Allen hero ball stuff really, really did not work. I mean, those sacks he took, I have to go back and look at him, Bulldog, but a lot of them were on him. I mean, he's doing his Fran Tarkenton back there and losing so many yards, holding the ball so long, they have no chance on those series after Josh takes some of the sacks that he took. That was, I thought, a disappointing performance from Josh in that regard. I think Joe Brady could have done more to help the tackles, and I think Josh Allen could have done more to help the team.
Yeah, the not helping the tackles is the biggest thing I'm bewildered about from the game here still all these days later, Ross, because, like, you know, we went into the game, and I got people dunking on me on social media because I said all week, yeah, okay, the strength of them is their edge rushers. I like my guys over there, Dawkins and Brown. Let's go play the feud. And it was pretty evident pretty early on that the Bills were going to be, you know, at a disadvantage there. Not having a pivot ready, like, I would think, you know, what do I know? It's a short week on top of it, but I would think any game you're going into, the possibility of your tackles getting hurt even is there, and a matchup out there that could be problematic, you'd have to have something ready to help, you know, swing a double team, take turns, chipping, whatever. And there was just so little of that that I really felt, for me too, Ross, because you know how it is in the NFL with fan bases. Everyone comes for the coordinator first because we know, oh, I knew what play was coming, or why do you run that play? It's always, you should have done the other thing. Whatever you do that didn't work, you should have done something else, right? And I think it's just a little too easy to criticize the coordinator from out here not knowing so much of what goes into it. But this was a game where I ended up very confused by what Brady called and how he did not provide guys who clearly needed help with help.
Correct. And there's always things built in every game plan. You always have protection calls where you can have the tight end over there chip on his way out or stay in the block. You can have the running back chip on their way out. You can slide the line in one direction or the other so that the tackle has inside help. Seemed to me like those guys were isolated one-on-one a lot, like almost all the time. And the Bills paid for it dearly. And I put a lot of it on Joe Brady, a lot of it, because once you see that that's not a favorable matchup, it's really incumbent upon you at that point to fix it, you know, to help those guys. I always say, okay, a guy gives up a sack, you can live with that. Once a guy gives up a second sack, you know, then immediately I always think that anything after that, kind of on the coaches, right? I mean, anything after a guy gives up two sacks or is getting beat, it's really on the coaches because you know you have an issue there and it's up to you to fix it.
Right. That's definitely where I ended up on Thursday, and that's a new spot for me, like I already alluded to. We're talking with Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. So now, Ross, New England wins again. They're 10-2. The division is slipping away from the Bills. 5 years running, they've been on top of the AFC East. Last year was a joyride. We all thought New England was coming, but I didn't expect them to be coming this hard, this fast, to be 10-2. Meanwhile, the Bills are licking wounds. They got a lot more guys injured on Thursday, so it's going to be kind of patchwork here. And I'm sort of settling into a reality where it's just, okay, I'm going to have to go on the road because I don't see them catching New England at this point.
Well, I don't see them catching New England either at this point, especially with New England's remaining schedule. I think at this point, the bigger concern and question is whether or not they're going to be able to do enough just to make the wild card. You know, and this game on Sunday against the Steelers will go a long way in that regard, a long way. I mean, I think that they're more likely than not to make the playoffs, but it's far from a given, you know, with the way they played this year. I think that would be the concern at this point. They just got to make sure they get in the tournament, and I think where those games are and who they're playing should really be the least of their concerns right now. They need to get those other guys healthy, and they need to make sure they get in the tournament and that they're playing their best ball when they get there.
Who do you think is the best team in the AFC right now? Or is it like, could you pick any one of five teams at this point?
Whew. That's a tough one.
I ask, you know, because I think it's one of the things that I'm sort of leaning on today. Like, it feels bad to have to give up on the division and the one seed because the one seed has been so elusive and it's so valuable. And it stings to have a year where New England and Denver and Indy are at the top of the conference and the Bills can't take advantage of that and get the one. But all the same, looking at the pool, even the teams up top, to me, there's not a team that I go, they already beat Baltimore this year. They've beaten Kansas City this year. And I know the playoffs are a different animal, but there's not a team that I think I can't handle. Even Houston's pass rush, as hard as it was there, the Bills are at the 20-yard line with a chance to win the game. So I don't think there's any team that's head and shoulders. And that, I think, is the only comfort I've got left at this point.
Yeah, no, I think I'd say Denver or New England, but I don't think that Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo, for that matter, should be afraid of them at all in the playoffs. You know, I think the best team, you know, tomorrow on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I'll do my power rankings, but I'll give you a sneak preview today, which is that it seems pretty clear to me that the Rams are the best team in football, and I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I think it's by a decent margin. I mean, I think that they are really firing on all cylinders, both offense and defense. I think they're one, and I'm not sure anybody's really a close two. If there is, probably Seattle, maybe Philly, I don't know. But I wouldn't be overly scared of any of the teams in the AFC. That's not to say that Denver and Indy and New England aren't good, but – you know.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I don't think that you look at them and look at and think, wow, that is a really, really good team, like you do when you look at the Rams right now.
Right. No, I definitely agree with that. Indy's got to be feeling like they let one. Yeah, I mean, 20-9. I mean, it's not like they were in position to run away and hide in that game, but they really turtled down the stretch in that game in Kansas City yesterday, didn't they?
They did, and, you know, over the last month or so, they have not played as well. You know, that loss to the Steelers, they found a way to win the game over in, I think it was London, late in OT.
Mm-hmm.
But they really have not played as well over the last month as they did in September and October. You know, you're looking for the teams that are peaking, you know, that are playing their best football in December. And the Colts are one of the teams kind of going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt there. Like, I think we were talking late in the week here, and Mike's not here to bring this up, but he was looking at action on the Colts missing the playoffs entirely, which I think is possible. Their schedule is tough here moving forward. So to me, they don't have to make it as much of a cinch as that may have looked like. From here, they've got the Texans twice, the Jaguars twice, and in between the Seahawks and the 49ers. That's the Colts schedule. I mean, I don't have home and road here on the sheet I'm looking at, but I mean, to me, they could lose any one of those games.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think the only flip side of that is how much confidence do you have in either the Texans or the Jaguars to catch them? You know, I think the Colts are still probably better than those teams, and you know, I think they play the Jags twice, so
right,
that those games will really be what decides it. But I don't look at either the Jags or Texans and think either one of those teams are exactly world beaters or, you know, likely to be able to go off on a win streak here that lets them get ahead of the Colts in the AFC South. But, you know, I think it says something that the AFC South has three legit playoff contenders. Feels like it's been a while since we said that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Ross Tucker with us here for just a couple of more minutes on the Wester Hotline. So I know you were obviously in Vegas doing Browns Raiders while the Eagles were playing Dallas, but I know you closely follow the Eagles and involved with their preseason broadcasts and even in season. And a rough week, right? A lot of questions about Jalen Hurts and their passing game and all this sort of stuff. It's been going on, very soap opera-ish type stuff with the Eagles here for a couple of years running, but they get off to a great start, 21-0, and just stand by and watch the Cowboys nip them in the end. It's got to sting just a bit.
It stings more than that. You know, I think the Eagles and their fans realize just how valuable that number one seed is, and they had pole position for it. They probably have the most favorable schedule down the stretch. They played most of their tough games, and then here you are, you're up 21-0, and if they win that game, they more or less clinch the NFC East. because Dallas is in second place, and they were looking like the Super Bowl caliber team, you know, up 21-0, and to blow that game in the fashion that they did, I'll be really curious to see how they react on Friday. You know, they can go one of two ways. They can kind of be mad about it and bounce back and have a big win against the Bears on Black Friday, or, you know, they could do what they did earlier in the year when they gave up a 2-score lead to the Broncos. Everybody thought they'd bounce back, and instead they blew it against the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Giants took it to them. So I think the psyche of this Eagles team in general, but in particular this next game, is something really to watch.
Yeah. You already mentioned you've got Iowa-Nebraska college football on CBS. You said that's Friday.
Yes.
So what does that do to Thanksgiving for you? This has got to be tough for you, because I know, like, a holiday like this, I mean, you're not one short on takes about the Thanksgiving table, I'm sure of it. But travel's got to be kind of messing with you pretty hard, I would think.
Yeah, I'll fly out there on Wednesday and then fly back after the game on Friday and meet up with my family and be with them Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, there's pros and cons of every job. Someone was saying to me, is it tough for your daughters that you won't be home on Thanksgiving? And I said, they don't know any different. You know, I don't think since they've been alive, I don't think I've ever been home on Thanksgiving. So they don't really know, like, it's funny when you get sort of in the entertainment business or broadcasting, it, like, that is their normal. You know, their normal is that their dad works on Thanksgiving. And in fact, this will be at least a third year in a row, maybe more, that I'm working on Christmas. You know, so fortunately, the Christmas games have been Philly, Pittsburgh. This year will be Washington.
That's
because
close.
I live in Harrisburg.
Right.
You know, we're able to see what Santa delivered in the morning, and then I drive to the game. So that's been helpful that I still get that aspect of Christmas. But like I said, there's pros and cons of every job. I have an absolute dream job. I only ever had two dreams growing up. One was to be a player. One was to be a broadcaster. They both come true. So I'm certainly not complaining. You know, you take the pros and cons of everything, and I'm so fired up for this game. I love big rivalry college football games, and then can't wait to spend a bunch of time with my family Saturday and Sunday.
So is there a whole Thanksgiving repeat for you, or is that like asking too much?
No, there's not.
Right.
No, you know, we'll do Thanksgiving as a CBS crew on Thursday, which is kind of nice. You know, turkey and mashed potatoes and the whole deal. And then when I land Friday night, they actually do something pretty cool with the Jersey Shore Thanksgiving weekend. And I haven't been a part of it before. So I'm going right to the Jersey Shore to be with my family there and experience, you know, the activities they have down there on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. See, what you need to be is the person who's in charge of the meal in order to have it rescheduled to fit your schedule. This happens in my house. We've been hosting Thanksgiving since we moved into the house we're in now, still since 1999 in my house. Both sides of the family were lucky enough to be able to fit everybody in there. It's tight, but we do it. And the only years where we've pushed it off to Friday instead of Thursday are years where my wife has to work on Thursday because she's a nurse practitioner, and like, it just, the schedule changes. So like one year, the first year we were going to have to reschedule it, I broached, I can handle cooking a turkey. Like, why don't we just do it? And like the look I got, Ross, I've never suggested that again. You want to move it a whole day because you're working? That's fine. Let's move it a whole day. I don't mean to say like I can make Thanksgiving dinner, but I guess I kind of implied it, and that was a mistake.
That is funny. Yeah, I can't make anything other than scrambled cheese eggs, so that's not me.
All right, dude. Well, best of the family, safe travels and everything. Enjoy the weekend next weekend when it comes, and thanks for fitting us in on a special Monday with a busy week.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your flexibility. I have to talk with the Nebraska players and coaches tomorrow at our normal time, so thanks for moving for me. Works out with Bills playing Thursday night, and they got a big one Sunday. We'll talk next week.
All right. Good deal, man. Again, safe travels and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Ross.
Thank you. Likewise, Bulldog.
That is our man, Ross Tucker, on the Western Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. All right, we'll fire it back up here. Is there somebody in the AFC that scares you more than the Bills are scaring you? You follow me, right? Like you're nervous about the Bills and how Thursday looked and how some of these other losses have looked. But look around the conference. I mean, I don't think there's a team that I'd say they can't handle. I mean, but, you know, at the same token, they also could lose to anybody, as demonstrated by, you know, really how it's gone this year so far. Really, that's mostly the Miami game talking there. 803-0550 is the number if you want to get in. We've got open lines for you for the next half hour or so. Sal Capaccio will join me at 5 o'clock to pour over the weekend that was and then set the stage for this week as the Bills will travel to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers 425 on Sunday from Pittsburgh. Mike Schoep is off today. Along with Zach Jones, I'm the Bulldog, and you are listening to W.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.